I mean, how do I describe it? It's
bold.
A light.
Black.
Unapologetically black.
Very funny, amusing.
Caring.
You give great advice from a different perspective. Passionate.
Free.
Vulnerable.
A creative.
Sexy.
My girl is lit as fuck.
Always ready to twerk a little something.
Genuine, very genuine.
Resilient.
Like, sixth sense, otherworldly. If you know, you know.
It's so vibrant, baby. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to So Vibrant, the place where music, history, and culture collide. I'm your host, Lady AC, and as always, I hope you had a good week, because honey, you made it to the weekend, so you're going to be all right. We have no choice, so you're going to definitely take it from me. We're going to be just fine. So we have come officially to the end of the month of May, and as you guys know, May has been my time to really highlight the awareness of Mental Health Awareness Month, but also it's known as Masturbation Month, which I took the chance to highlight or begin to talk about the importance of sexual wellness. Since we're at the end, I wanted to do a show catered to combining both of those wellnesses and showing how really they go hand in hand. And so that's why I'm so excited for today's show. Because I hope that this begins your journey of understanding just how much important it is for us to be in touch with ourselves, along with being in touch with each other. So I have a very special guest who can give us a little bit more information on that unique but yet powerful and essential need of touch. So I'm going to give you some great music as always, and we're going to go into our first musical break, and we'll get on into it. Doom. Doom. Doom.
Doom. Doom. Here I am. There you are. Doom. Why you gotta be so far? Come here, baby. Right now, baby. Cause I wanna give it to you crazy. I got what you want and need. Oh, baby. And I gotta have you. Have you. Whoa. Come to me, baby. Tell me, darling, let me love you right now. Want it now. Let me love you. Let me hold you. Oh, my. Let me love you right now. Want it now. Oh. Now there you are. Here I am, we face to face, and it's in your hands. Ooh, baby, take control, like a tantric love, we're soul to soul. I know you got me going crazy. I'm off your love, I'm stuck and feeling lazy. I'm horny, and you want it, while you playing? If you want it, like I want it, while you waiting? Come to me, baby. Come to me, darling. Let me love you right now. Want it now. Let me love you. Let me hold you. Oh, my. Let me love you right now. Want it now. If you want it, show it, babe. Gotta have it, then prove it, yeah. If you want it, show it, babe. Gotta have it, then prove it, yeah. If you want it,
show it,
baby. Gotta have it,
prove it, yeah.
If you want it,
show it,
baby. gonna have it through. Come to me, baby. Yeah. Come to me, darling. Let me love you right now. Yeah. Want it now.
And that was Robbie Raw. My guy, hey, my dude. Just so sensual right there with his amazing song called Touch. And it's a perfect segue to go into today's conversation. So I really hope you enjoy, you learn something new. So let's begin our interview.
The amazing, wonderful, but definitely owner of and just certified great. I'm picking her up, but I really do love the work that she does. Miss Fassandra Kennebrew, the professional certified touch artist. How are you today?
You know, I am wonderful and so excited to be sitting down with you today and talking about a topic that I really do believe could change the world.
Oh, absolutely. Completely. So that's why I had to get the best to talk about it. I had to. So what we of course start talking about, so just to let you know, if you didn't know, that May is known as Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's also known as Masturbation Month. And so with that, a lot of people tend to think, you know, sexual wise or go automatically into, you know, intimacy, freaky, all those different words people use. But I really think, and what is so amazing about your work, that people don't realize the importance of touch to our overall well-being.
Yes.
And that is basically the central of your work. What made you want to talk about, or at least begin this journey of teaching people about the importance of touch?
Okay, well, it was about 1998, mm-hmm, when I was really on this journey. It was a spiritual journey, and I was looking to change my career because I felt like my career in sales, I was in retail sales and management, and I was running 22 stores in 3 states across Maryland, D.C., and Virginia.
Mm.
And I was rush, crazy, 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 working all day, about, you know, sometimes 12 to 15 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make a change that would align with where I was being led spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to have these dreams about my grandmother who raised me, and she was an Ina Bell Hunter. She was much older than I, so, you know, she needed a lot of care because she had pain with her knees, her back. And,
yeah,
you know, so there I was still a child, but she would always call me, you know, come rub grandma's back, come rub grandma's knees,
yeah,
you know. And even before that, it was come scratch grandma's scalp, you know. And those were the things that we did, but, you know, that crossed over generations.
Right.
There was not a lot of words that had to be said, but there was a lot that was being communicated. Mm-hmm. And so I was having dreams and visions of that as I was considering this new career. So with that in mind, I did not know anything about massage therapy as a career or as a profession.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw pictures in magazines, and I saw sometimes people were getting a massage and it looked professional, and other times I saw it was couples that were, right, like massaging each other. So there I am, and I'm seeing this whole thing, and I said, wait a minute, this sounds like it could be really good for me. And as I looked into the history of the, you know, the power of touch, thousands of years ago, pictures in some of the caves and mounds that were found with people touching, which made it very significant to me. And then I also thought about the laying on of hands that's talked about in the Bible and everything. So as I'm considering all of these things, I'm like, this is, it just felt right. So I started just, you know, doing research on massage schools in the area. I was living in Detroit at the time, and I found Irene's Myomassology Institute. I went there for an open house and had an experience, and I'm like, this is it. This is what I want to do the rest of my life. And so that's how I got into it. But I can tell you, learning about touch deprivation and why it was so important physically, emotionally, mentally, all of those things came about because I was married to a gentleman, an older gentleman, and we were having some issues with connecting.
Right.
And this made me feel like, hey, I got to find a solution to this because I'm in marriage number three. And this
still not working.
Hey, I'm like, I'm not going out like this.
Right.
I am not going to end my life thinking I did three strikes, I was out, and I couldn't win. So I'm looking for a solution. I'm going to find my way to work through these intimacy challenges. And that's what led me into the research on this idea of touch deprivation. And touch deprivation is suffering from poor, loveless, or inadequate physical contact. And some of the challenges people face when they are touch deprived, it includes anxiety, depression, isolation, violent behavior even.
Right. And how impact that is when it comes to the mental health. Now you see.
Yes. So that's when you talked about this show. I'm like, wait a minute. This is so aligned because the mental health is impacted greatly and the physiological health. We're talking about the immunity. The entire immune system is compromised when a person, a human being, does not receive adequate touch. So now you're looking into this as a big deal because it crosses over many different parts of our lives. And I thought to myself, hey, if couples who come together, sleep together in the bed together at night, if they could figure this out and learn how to touch in a loving and compassionate way that is not where some people think that touch is synonymous with sex.
Right.
And it's not. Intimacy has nothing to do with sex. Intimacy is connection. It's, you know, I like to refer to one of the very popular pastors out there, Pastor T.D. Jakes. He talks about intimacy as into me, see. And so I'm like, okay, I flip that around. Well, see, what you really want me to do is to see into
you.
Yeah. And so that's what that intimacy exchange is seeing into another person. And I just love helping people facilitate that.
And which is beautiful and amazing way to sum all that up. And with in you speaking that, I remember I even attended one of your sessions about the touch, and it really hit me, the concept of touch deprivation. Of I think you were looking at like what was the number one thing that people tend to buy, and you open the class up with that, and all of us, I remember the class with like saying these different stuff like ice cream, but you know, paying our bills, like we would say all these different stuff, but you're like, no, the number one thing that people spend money on are blankets. And I remember, I know that shook me.
Yeah.
And that's when you went into the concept of touch deprivation. So for people who've never heard of that term, never understood that, how, I don't want to say detrimental, but how definitely impactful is touch deprivation and what ways does it show up?
Okay. So yeah, when we think about anxiety and we think about a person like being on edge at all times, it affects their sleep. It affects their ability to communicate because what's happening in their brains and stuff, they're in fight or flight. And so they're thinking negatively. Everything they see comes from a viewpoint that's kind of, you know, I guess distorted because of what's going on inside of their body. Mm-hmm. And so it's a chemical process that's actually happening inside when a person is anxious or depressed. And when it's happening for long periods of time, then you just get in a slumper. Yeah. And you just, you don't want to get out of bed. You don't really know what it is that you're missing. So I find that people tend to, you talk about the blankets, they tend to cuddle up with a blanket, or they might get a pet. And, you know, they get a pet and that's their comfort. And then now you can get a prescription for a, what do they call it?
Emotional support animal. That's what it is. I'm like, it's coming to me.
Emotional support animal. Yes. And so what it is, people can get a note from their doctor that says that they have to have this for their well-being. They can literally live in apartments or houses that they couldn't otherwise, stay in different hotels because they have to have it in order to keep them stress-free. And so then I think about the Snuggies. They'll, you know,
the weighted blankets, floor
to feet, the weighted blankets. Yeah. So these are all ways that people are finding substitutes for that physical touch that they long for. Mm-hmm. But when I think about younger people, especially our teenagers, the behaviors that show up are sometimes, you know, a little bit over the edge. I mean, some people would call it promiscuity, or, you know, they might use, you know, words like, oh, she's hot in the pants, whatever the case may be. Yeah. But the person, when you're a teenager and you're going through the chemical changes that happens in the body anyway, naturally, and it causes you, you know, to be in a heightened sense of, you know, your sexuality, because those are the hormones that are being released. And not just that, during this particular time frame in your life when you're supposed to be in baby producing years, the body knows when that occurs and when it's supposed to occur, so it responds in a way. And so when you don't understand that what you are seeking is touch, you want a hug, you want somebody to be close to you and embrace you and make you feel safe and secure. Well, if you don't understand what you're really longing for, you might think that it is sex that you're wanting.
Right.
And you get involved in something sometimes too early, way too early for your mind to even be able to process what's going on, all because you feel this longing on the inside and you just want to feel that void, or, you know. Right. And but once you understand the importance of touch, children that are brought up and they understand the importance of touch, they hug and kiss and hold their parents, and, you know, they greet with hugs and stuff, they are not confused about the difference. They can feel the difference. But for a child or teenager that has not had that in their family life, it's not a part of their upbringing.
I was just going to say that. There are a lot of adults who are still searching.
Yes.
Because they never got that. So how you expect them to navigate it?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that's the reason why I know we're not just talking about this, but I'm bringing up the fact that I just recently wrote a book, Touch Me With Love, Intimate Alignment for Couples Through Touch and Yoga. So I wrote this book because although I've touched thousands of people in classes and retreats, I wanted everybody to be able to get this information. And it goes into lots of details about the actual chemical substances that are being produced in the body and how they interact. It goes into all of that. But then it goes into practical exercises and things that couples can do to support them as they really desire to become more connected and more intimate on another level. Because I'm telling you, once you learn some of these alternative ways of connecting, you begin to become an artist of your own, you know, type, if you will.
Right.
You use your imagination to discover your partner's body. and even your own. You know, you talked about masturbation. I mean, it's not necessarily masturbation to touch yourself, but exploring your body in a way that helps you understand what you want or desire or need. Exactly. That, you know, that's a part of communication. How can you tell your partner what you need if you haven't tested to see what even feels good, you know? And so I'm so glad you're talking about masturbation, because some people do have weird thoughts about that due to upbringing and whatever they've been taught as a child. But, you know, exploring one's body is not a negative thing in any kind of way. It's yours.
And I'm glad you did bring that up, because but I think that leads me to, what are the misconceptions when it comes to touch? Because, of course, for instance, I'm glad you brought it up with the masturbation. That's where that first misconception for me happened.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're told, you know, your body dirty. You ain't supposed to touch there. Yes. You're not grown enough. Think that, not realizing how natural that is. So, especially in your work or in relation to, like I said, masturbation or just a combination of that.
Yeah.
What are the misconceptions you saw?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that first one.
Because that was also a chapter in your book. Yes. I think chapter 14 was about the misconceptions.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, then there's the one that I mentioned kind of passingly about people believing that touch is a prelude to sex.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal, because, you know, some women, they will opt out of touch because they don't really feel like having sex. So they feel like, if I go there's an expectation of me going further.
Yeah.
And so that's the, you know, really a big deal about you being in control of your own body and you determining when you want to have sex, you know?
Right.
I mean, nobody, just because you are in a room with somebody doesn't mean that that's what the end result is or what you came there for. So you got to be clear on that and not be deceived about that misconception. Another one would be that, you know, if a person says, I don't need touch, you know, I don't need that. That's not a part of who I am and how I roll.
Yeah.
But you do need touch, because it's not about what you might think in the back of your mind because of a negative experience you had in your life. You know, that's something I really want to touch on, is the fact that so many people may have had some type of touch trauma in their life. And due to that trauma, they're basically saying no to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all touches are not negative or bad. That was a traumatic experience that you were, you know, thrown into. You didn't ask to be there. Somebody pulled you into an experience and they took advantage or tried to take advantage of you and your person. And so now you might need to have some counseling or coaching so that you can manage that. But to say, I don't need touch, is a big mistake. Because it's, you are saying, I don't need my immunity to be strong and healthy. Mm. You're saying, I don't need my well-being to be such that I'm not depressed and, you know, feeling anxious all the time. That's what you're saying if you're saying, I don't need what you were created to experience as a human being.
Right. Or what do you say to people who like, oh, I just don't like touching. I don't like being touched.
I just say, have you ever thought about why? That's if you just put the seed, just plant the seed, because I don't want to force anybody to believe that they've been traumatized, because some trauma is way back in the back of your mind, and you know, your brain has this ability to kind of shut things off if it hurts you too much so that you won't experience too much pain from it. But what I can say is, if a person has experienced a touch trauma, if they are not able to get the support from a psychologist or a therapist or something, it's going to follow them into their relationships. It's going to follow them into their aging process. And they're just not going to get the best out of life because they're denying themselves of something that their body just needs, you know? And so, I asked them to think about why and leave it alone so that they can meditate on it. Maybe go somewhere quiet and just, you know, ask yourself, I wonder why I hate touch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just really, I mean, I know the body is intelligent like that. If you ask the body a question, if it can have a yes or no answer, the body will respond to it. And that's through kinesiology. But that happens to be another thing that I practice. But if, you know, if a therapist or practitioner or somebody that did kinesiology were to ask the body, you have to say it in words, you know, have I experienced touch trauma? Have I been abused through touch? And we can do muscle testing and it'll tell you whether the answer is yes or no.
Right.
That's deep.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you find that you have, then that's when the process to really experiencing healing occurs.
Yeah.
Because you can't heal something that you don't address or even acknowledge that it happened.
Right.
So the question is something that allows a person to just search in their back of their mind, and then with added information that is going to give them real scientific explanations and information about this whole process, maybe at that point the person will become open to at least trying and then experiencing, because when you experience it, you know automatically, this is good for me.
This is good. Right.
It's almost like medicine.
It really is. Because you really don't understand until it's another way of really connecting with your body.
Yeah.
And being in your body, being present,
mm-hmm.
which is the goal of healing, is supposed to do with you. And that leads me to, well, now you're open.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you want to go about dealing the healing of touch and understanding how that goes. So what are those basic ways of touch?
Yeah. Well, you know, first thing about connection is, you know, your atmosphere and environment that you're in and stuff. So I really teach people about creating a space for touch. You talked about being present.
Yeah.
You know, that whole mindfulness thing. If you've got a lot of distractions and things going on around you, you really can't be present with yourself or with a partner. So I really help people in my classes to understand that as an initial thing that they have to check in with. You got to be committed to this thing.
Yeah.
So that means no phone can be ringing and all these kind of things. You can't have negative smells, nasty smells around you. You got to have some positive aroma, something that really soothes you and smells good and that's not irritating. Those things kind of take away the distractions so that you can be open. Now, once we get into the class, you know, there's a whole process of grounding yourself with your partner.
Yeah.
And just, you know, placing your hands on the partner. You can place your hands on their heart. You can place your hands on their back, on their face. And, you know, you can use different ways to just touch, just hold. That's one of the initial movements, is holding. And holding helps you to be grounded, your partner to be grounded, and to be able to just be mindful about the present moment. Mm-hmm. You can do 20, 30 minutes of just holding certain areas of the body, the bottom of their feet, placing your hands on the bottom of their feet, and just breathe and relax together. And that is doing something. Whether you know it or not, it's already working.
Right.
The medicine is at work. But then there is tracing, and just done with your fingertips. And you generally use tracing on your bony landmarks or where there is a line on the body. So like your hairline, you know, you can trace your eyebrows right around the top or below your eyebrows. You can trace around the person's lips. But then as you look for bony landmarks, like the clavicle, that's the muscle or the bone around the neck area, just below your neck. That's a real sensitive area to just trace. And the tracing, each movement should be slow. No, you're not in a race.
Race.
No, we're not
just trying to, you're not coloring in or scribbling. You're scribbling.
Yes. You're taking your time. You're creating art with your hands. You're creating a masterpiece. So I really like to help people that are attending my classes or workshops just get in that mood of being an artist. Yeah. You know, creating a masterpiece. And then we also have a movement that's called long flowing strokes.
Yeah.
And that is really like the baseline of a Swedish massage is long flowing strokes. But, you know, I try to make sure the distinction is made between being a touch artist and being a professional practitioner. Mm-hmm. Because I am that as well. I'm a professional practitioner who has been doing many forms of massage therapy. And so I am not teaching that in my class.
Right.
I'm teaching for the novice who has never done anything in a professional way and showing them how they can help their partner, their family members, even their children. But then I also love this new certification program.
Right.
I have 3 certified touch artists that have worked with me over the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have one in Montreal, Quebec, and she's dynamic. And I have another one in Guam. Mm-hmm. I have one in Florida. And so I'm just excited about expanding this and teaching other people to use these skills. And I especially want to reach out to, like, therapists that work with couples, so marriage counselors, marriage ministry leaders even, and relationship coaches. I want to give them another modality to include in their practice, because you're teaching other people, but you don't have to touch another person to teach them. And so, but I do think that that connection part is so essential, that we need as many practitioners out there that are working with couples, preparing them for marriage. You know, if a person's engaged, hey, you need to understand your partner's love language. And if it happens to be physical contact, you need to know how to deliver that physical contact in creative ways. You don't want to do it the same way for the rest of your life, you know? So if you aren't creative, you might find yourself just rubbing a person's back and saying, okay, I'll give you a back rub, and that's all you got to give.
Right.
You know? Hey, you got a whole body. Learn to create and, you know, get that masterpiece going. And, you know, hey, I know that artists, they sometimes will create a masterpiece, and in their creative mind, they don't think that it's good or whatever that they come up with in their mind.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll take a you know, white paint and just cover the whole thing and start all over again. And that's what you'll be doing as a touch artist, starting all over again every time you come and spend that intimate time with your partner. You'll be able to create something special that you guys can talk about. That's a part of the process, the communication that's happening, you know, becoming vulnerable and talking about how that made you feel a certain kind of way and explaining how you might want it instead. You know, that's communication that will take you through your whole entire relationship. You can, you know, just get so much from it. So I'm just loving that you've invited me come on your show and all of your thousands of listeners. I'm hoping that they will take something away from this that they can use right away to practice, you know, the art of touch. But I'm just going to tell you the reason why I chose couples as my target audience was because they are committed to their relationship. And when you're committed to something, you don't mind investing in that something.
Shout out for my single people, because I think there are some people who will listen to this like, oh, is this only for, or I can't wait to do this, but I don't have a partner, or I want to be involved. So what do you say to single people who want to understand touch or dive into this?
Yes.
Or are your classes welcome for single people?
Absolutely. Yes. They are. You know, although my retreats are for couples, I like to do retreats for individuals too. Some people don't understand that the first relationship you need to invest in is the one with yourself. And that's where self-care comes in. Yeah. And I bring the self-massage into that practice.
Okay.
So it is definitely a part of this whole idea of bringing more connection and intimacy even to that one relationship you have with yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, the time you spend in the bath, the time you spend in the shower. And I say bath first because you can get that water just right. You can put your aromatherapy in there and put some oil in there that makes it you know, silky smooth as you touch yourself, you know, and explore your body. I mean, you'll find that you might have aches or pains someplace that you didn't even know was there because you can't feel it until there's some pressure placed on it. So I really think that individuals who are not coupled up can truly benefit from this practice just as well as those who are couples. And see, this is so good for me because I'm single now.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
But I believe in the law of attraction.
Yeah.
And I believe that if you know your body so well and you've explored it and you've created this feeling that you know you like and you enjoy, then you can attract that to yourself because you know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But you can't attract something that you don't even know you want. And if you're like me and you're wanting to have a healthy, sensual, you know, it doesn't have to be sexual, but whatever, intimate relationship, you want to draw that type of energy towards yourself. Yeah. And although I am single, it doesn't mean that I don't explore.
Right.
And I have a beautiful soul that I spend time with, and he is neurodivergent. And so I'm bringing this up because I think it too is very relevant.
That does affect,
yeah,
with their ability when it comes to understanding communication, social cues.
Yes,
being
all
touch.
Of that.
Yeah.
And most people that are neurodivergent are touch deprived because people don't know how to respond to them. They think that, okay, you have this, you know, this process that you do, you might do this three times, you might, you know, might have a sensitivity
to
sound,
sensitivity,
so you have all those things. So some people don't even want to get intimate enough with you to understand that is not a problem that's going to stop your world just because you have that. Everybody's got different quirks and things that they might do, but you know, when you if that person has not been touched in a long period of time, then it's like they respond just like people who, you know, are not neurodivergent.
Yeah.
They get violent. They can get angry. They can get depressed, all of that. And so what I found, and the reason why we started hanging out was because I never experienced spending quality time with someone like that. And so it was, you know, it's kind of like that. We live in the same building. We just getting to know each other, exploring.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I invited him over for a massage one day. I gave him a massage, Lord have mercy. If this person, I mean, when he was around his family, they could see immediately that something had happened that changed him. They could see in his behavior how calm and relaxed he was. And I'm going to say it, I'm honest, and I'm always one who is open to sharing.
This is an open space. I make safe spaces for openness.
Yes,
let's go.
Yes.
I'm here
but
for
I can
it.
Say that this, you know, this gentleman had not had touch in years.
Yeah.
And when he got the massage, and especially in his head and his scalp, when I did that part, I mean, he went to sleep, you know, just like people tend to do on my table. But the other thing was he just felt so relaxed. He didn't know how to really respond to it.
Yeah.
And his family, same type of situation. And he stopped drinking as much. He was using alcohol addiction. And, this is one of the things.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about addictions, even, you have to acknowledge that the lack of touch could be a part of that. I was watching a TED talk, and the gentleman was talking about the fact that the opposite to addiction was not sobriety. The opposite to addiction is connection. And he went into this story about when he was addicted to drugs and things like that, and how people treated him, and how he was such a, you know, his family members just wouldn't talk to him anymore. You can't come to my house, this and that. How isolated can a person feel when they are already experiencing some type of addiction that is a symptom of something else much greater, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to push a person away just because of that, you're causing them to go down a rabbit hole, a dark rabbit hole, mm-hmm. where it's hard to come back out of it. Yeah. And so all you have as a friend is your bottle. All you have as a friend is your pill or your whatever it is that you drink and stuff like that, or smoke. And, you know, I ain't mad at none of those things for people that don't have to have it all day long because they're using it as a crutch for something that's missing. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, everything in moderation is good, And I just feel like if a person knows that this could give me as much satisfaction or make me feel as good as this, or fulfill a longing or a need that the body is actually calling for, because everything we feel is really about communicating a need, And so if we were to have that more, then people could find a substitute for the things that may not serve them, in their best good. So I really like sharing that story, and it's like, okay, this touch thing is not a magic pill or anything,
right?
But it does support people in their overall well-being, your mental, emotional, and physical health.
Mm-hmm. This is all that I need.
Terrace Martin featuring Alex Isley with Two Step in the Living Room. Now let's get back to the conversation.
So for people who are interested in either whether taking your classes or becoming a professional touch artist, as you say, what are the steps or what is that process for them?
Well, I really invite all of your listeners and anyone interested in learning more to go to optimallivingretreats.com. OptimalLivingRetreats.com is my online world. This is where I do online classes, I do workshops, I do seminars, and it's also where you will find the schedule for upcoming retreats. And I do have a space here in the beautiful Uptown Columbus, Georgia, just a couple of blocks off the Riverwalk. And I work with clients here too, because some people want to work with me one-on-one. It's just them and their spouse or their significant other, and we're in a room and like we're right here now in this beautiful room, and you know, we have the candles all lit, and it's
a vibe in here, y'all. Like, I wish you could see it, but we definitely got a vibe going on.
But I like doing that, and you know, but then there's also the book, so you know, you can go. When you go to VersandraKennybrew.com, that is my name, VersandraKennybrew.com, you'll find my books. 3-4 of my books are there, and you can get those. But I like to say that, you know, after hosting a television show for about 4 years here, I now have lots of interviews and demonstration type videos that are available. You know, I want people to really consider things that are going to serve your highest good for more than a day, more than an hour. This is something that can take you through your entire life. It's a tool and a resource that can assist you all of your life. So I hope that people will choose themselves and know that they are worth investing in, and understand there's not a curriculum in school to teach you touch.
No
curriculum that says this is what healthy touch is, this is what non-healthy, you know, it's like, it's not there. Yeah. So I've created a curriculum now. And it just came to me, you know, I am just crossing the age of 60.
Okay. And y'all, she do not look it. I promise y'all she don't look it at all.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. But I am so excited because as I cross into 60, you really begin to think about the legacy that you're going to leave. And so it's like the spirit is guiding me to train 100 certified touch artists. That's my goal. And then, you know, I'm expecting to do that over a 5-year period. Okay. You know, it's my, you know, 2030 goal. And, you know, I'm going to be traveling soon. I don't know if I told you about it, but I'm going to Africa. And I will be spending 27 months in Africa. And so I'll be teaching my classes even virtually online from another country. So I'm expecting to have touch artists all over.
In your classes, in your work, this is where we learn. Yes. And I would say definitely made me, as somebody whose love language is touch, definitely it hit every spot. And I'm just going to tell you this story. This way. I remember the last class I went to yours. So for the single people, you get partnered with whatever other single person that show up. And they still happen to be this guy.
Yeah.
I've been partnering with both, and it is open to people of all genders,
yes,
all sexualities.
Yes.
And I was partnered with a woman one time, and I was partnered with a dude one time. And each time was just, I still practice the simple basics, like, on myself, but I remember in those experiences how, like, literally, it was just such a great...
Yeah.
Connection of diving into each other. Like, yes. I learned a lot about myself in that.
Yeah.
But the story I'll tell you, so I remember I was partnering with this one guy, and I remember we had to trace the body, and we got down to the feet. And I know how people feel about feet. And at that time, I did feel that way too. But I was committed.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, commitment was a part of that. And so I do this random dude's feet.
Yeah.
I'm tracing, pulling. Massage and tug it to the point where at the end of the session, he was like, oh my God, I love what you did with my feet. I love it. And I was like, but I was like, but that would never have had if I had not, you know, really alone and open.
Yes.
So, yes, y'all, do these classes. And what she does is amazing. And I'm so thankful for you to be here. So if anybody would love to connect with you or once again, like I said, join the classes or they're interested in touch.
Yeah.
How can they reach you?
Yeah.
Once again, what's the...
Well, let me give you my socials.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's doing socials, you know. So I am Optimal Living Retreats everywhere.
Right.
That's on IG, that's on Facebook or Meta, is everywhere. And so Optimal Living Retreats is all you got to put in at Optimal Living Retreats, you'll find me. And then the other thing I want, and YouTube is, on YouTube is Optimal Living Starts Here,
because
that's the name of the show, and my podcast.
Yes, so, and she has a podcast. Yes.
Yes. So Optimal Living Starts Here is my podcast as well. So that's kind of how that handle got there. But I, besides the socials and everything and YouTube, you know, I have a membership program that is, it gives you access to all my holistic lifestyle materials, videos, all this kind of good stuff for an entire year. And so that is on the Optimal Living Retreats website. And I really hope people will consider that as an ongoing way to stay connected to the holistic lifestyle world, because there's a whole world that most people are just not aware of.
Right.
People who are conscious of the mind, body, spirit connection and how they have to be aligned
with
for
all
you to
of it.
Really have a full and prosperous life, because I'm telling you, so many people are suffering and they're dealing with poverty
now.
Of the mindset even. And when you begin to open up, grieving especially. And my dad is transitioning right now. And I've been in this space, you know, and I've been needing more hugs than I normally get, because, you know, it's not an easy thing to release a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that they'll never be with you in the physical, but I do know my dad has gotten lots of massages from me over the years, and his spirit is going to remember me.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
He's going to be like, okay, I'm going to tell you. He's going to tell me in the spirit, from the spirit world.
Yeah.
That thing you've been doing all the way down to his last days. Yesterday, I left Birmingham and I gave him some touch and stuff. It's different kind of touches when people are, you know, kind of fragile in their physical body. There's ways to touch a person really without even putting your hands on them.
Yeah.
Because the energy, that's part of the class.
Or, you know, with the Reiki.
Yes. You're exchanging energy. Yeah. So that is a touch. It's touching from the spiritual perspective.
Mm.
But I could talk about this topic all day. And I just been happy to be here hanging out with your girlfriend. I mean, how many years? It's been,
oh, man.
We met in Atlanta. We were on the radio
together. Yes. So, everybody.
It's got to be 18 years. Oof. Yeah, it's been a while. This is definitely a joy for me.
Yes, and I appreciate you so much for doing this. Thank you again, Ms. Fassandra Kennebrew, the professional touch artist. Woo-hoo! Y'all, please check out her classes, her work, everything. Pick up the book if you can. Yes. I promise you it would definitely change your connection with touch.
Yes.
So thank you again for doing this. Love you.
Yes, love you too.
Love you. I say it to the family, your duck. Yes. I know that's definitely a tough time, but you know, always love.
Yes.
And please, if you're welcome to come back, we can do this again.
Yes.
But
we can definitely do it again.
Oh, yeah. But thank you.
And oh my God, that was just such a beautiful conversation, y'all. Just, I hope you got so much out of that. Like I did, even listening to it again is so amazing. So yes, please check her out. Check out her work. And of course, you can always check me out, hit me up on social media. Facebook.com is Queen Lady AC. On Instagram and Threads, it is _IAmLadyAC. On X or Twitter, it is IAmLadyAC, and Substack is Lady AC. Before I get out of here, y'all, and I just want to say this is the last absolute day to vote for me in the Women's Podcast Awards. So please run up them numbers. Today is the final day. Yes, final day. Voting officially closes at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time tonight, so please, please get your votes in. But once again, the website is womenspodcasters.com/awards. Click on the vote, then you're going to scroll down to where it says voter form. Click on the voter form, and I am in the category of news and entertainment for the podcast categories. I truly appreciate you, love you, and until next week, y'all. Stay in touch.